Thank you very much, Kevin, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a charming and wonderful weekend and can give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is, was, and always will be an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are encouraging your participation. Our lines are totally open right now. It's a great time to call in. If you have a question or answer for us, we'll be giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, and just about everything else. So the number here is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. And I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's one word, mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. That's mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. It's always a pleasure to hear from our listeners, and thank you for any of those of you who submitted questions. Feel free to do that anytime. mindsovermatter@yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear our show online, you can do that right now simply by going to kalw.org, anywhere in the world as we know it, kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of the show, it should be available soon after tonight, along with some of our older classic shows at kalw.org. So that being said, I'll remind you once more of the number, which is 415-841-4134. Our usual classic group is here tonight. So we're going to start with the round reductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman suspects Ted Cruz may be behind the BART strike. I wouldn't doubt it.
Lee Garchick is sad to Preston Blue about not having a favorite team in the baseball playoffs. But on the other hand, she now has time to take milk baths.
Our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, is deciding what to do with his massive pumpkin this Halloween. It's big enough to hide inside and yell, surprise, at the trick-or-treaters.
And so we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
All right. What two states drink the most beer per capita, 46 gallons a year?
The most beer.
Minnesota?
No. I'll give you about two.
You want another guess?
I'll give you two guesses each.
Well, yeah. Kind of a hard...
Why did you say Minnesota?
Football-oriented state.
Maybe. Or Wisconsin.
Yeah, I would thought maybe Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Yeah.
No, it's not Wisconsin.
We're
not
Wisconsin. Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Illinois.
No.
Okay, the most beer. How about New Jersey?
No.
And most beer.
They weren't states. They're not states that you would immediately would come to mind.
Oh,
mine anyway.
Okay, it wouldn't come to mind immediately. All right. How about New Mexico?
No.
Massachusetts.
No. Yeah. You're all out of guesses.
Boston has a lot of beer drinkers. No.
Southeast.
All right. No.
All right, read the question once more, would you?
What two states drink the most beer per capita? 46 gallons a year.
Per person.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, we need to say sorry about what happened last week. My cell phone ran out of power.
Oh, that's okay. It happens.
Yeah. It's about that question I asked last week. I'll embellish it further. What foreign language film was the only one to be nominated in separate categories in consecutive years?
So what foreign language film was the only one to be nominated in separate categories? But you, I don't remember. Did you tell us what the categories were?
No. I found out about the categories just last week.
Okay.
I'll embellish it further.
Well, you should tell us what the categories were.
Well, it was Best Foreign Language Film and for Best Director.
All right. In separate years, you said?
Yeah, consecutive years, yes.
We're looking for one movie nominated?
Yes, for Best Director and Best Foreign Language
separate
Film,
years.
But in separate years.
How can that happen?
But consecutive years.
How can that happen?
I don't know.
It hasn't happened since.
Right.
It was a Japanese movie.
Oh, that's right.
Hiroshima Mon Amour.
No.
A Japanese movie.
Oh, what's the one with that tells the same story many times?
Rashomon.
Rashomon.
No.
Throne of Blood.
No.
Huh. What decade was it in?
60s.
Oh, the 60s.
Not Hiroshima.
So not Seven Samurai.
No.
Maybe that's 50s. Well, we don't know.
You don't know?
No, we don't know.
What about The Woman in the Dunes?
Woman in the Dunes. All right.
Who is the director?
I forget the name of the director, though.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's my second question. What singing group was featured on an episode of It Takes a Thief?
What singing group?
Was featured on an episode of It Takes a Thief.
You mean like a rock and roll group?
Yeah, well, not necessarily a rock and roll group, but the singing group.
I don't think it was the Mills Brothers.
It Takes a Thief, what is that?
You know, the one with Robert Wagner, that TV show from
vaguely,
the late
60s.
Singing group.
The Dave Clark Five, I don't know.
The Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
Group, I can tell you that.
What? What's that?
It was an African-American group, I can tell you that.
Oh. The Spinners.
No, but they are, you're in the same ballpark.
The Flatters.
The Temptations.
No.
The Four Tops.
No, the group does have a number in it.
That has a number in it.
It has to be four.
No, he said singing group.
I know.
No.
You don't know?
Nope.
Fifth Dimension.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Up and away.
That's right. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay, I have some important questions here ripped from the pages of Allure magazine about fingernails.
You got the right guys here.
The gentlemen are rolling their eyes.
Yeah.
Well, I'll read you a sentence, and you tell me what the part I'm leaving out. I'll tell you in the... In the 1700s to 1800s, the pointy oval shape known as the filbert is popular in England. Greek women affix blah, blah over their nails. What would they have glued onto their nails?
Okay.
I don't know.
Go do that once more.
Okay. In the 1700s and 1800s, the pointy oval shape known as the filbert is popular in England. Greek women affix blank over their nails.
So they only did it over the filbert style. Is that what you're saying, kind of?
I'm assuming that this, yes, is to approximate that shape.
Egg yolk.
No.
I don't know.
They put, all right.
Who's going to know this?
What would they put over their nails as a fashion statement?
This is a subject we've never covered on this show.
I have to
admit, good reason.
You're right about that.
For good reason.
How about little faces?
No.
Like it says love on one group of fingers and hate on the other.
That's...
Yeah. I think we have less than no idea. Mm.
Ladies, are you out there?
Yeah.
Yes. 17th century Greek ladies, are you out there? All right. Leave that out. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I wanted to throw this question at you.
Okay.
In the movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit, Kathleen Turner did the voice for, what's her name?
Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
Right.
Who did the singing for Jessica Rabbit?
Oh. Huh.
Let's see.
It's somebody pretty famous, isn't it?
Not so bad.
Marnie Nixon.
No. Good guess, but no.
Somebody who sang in that style generally?
Not known as a singer, I don't think.
Oh. Not known as a singer.
Did she have a slight accent, too?
No, not that I know of.
Not known as a singer.
Known as an actress.
Yes. As far as I know.
Yeah, okay.
Ida Lupino.
Yeah. Known as an actress. Deborah Winger.
No, good guess. I'm not sure I've ever heard Deborah Winger sing.
Neither have I. But you said she wasn't known as a singer.
Right. Yes.
Could you give us a movie? This actress, not a singer, was
she
in?
She was in a Barbara Streisand movie.
She was?
Yes.
Oh.
Lauren Bacall?
No, that would be interesting.
That would be a good guess.
Yeah.
She sang in Coco, didn't she?
Oh, Lauren Bacall sang in a bunch of different things. But I mean, I thought because she has a sultry voice. That's what I was thinking. She was in a Barbra Streisand movie. Well, Barbra Streisand made a lot of movies. Mandy McDink. No.
Barbra Streisand fell in love with her in that movie.
In Yentl.
Amy Irving.
Amy Irving.
Oh, okay. All right, I wouldn't have gotten it except for you said that.
Well, it's a tough question.
Yeah.
Yeah, good one.
Thank you.
Great. Love it.
Thanks a lot. All right. Let's see here. Well, Halloween's coming up. I have a couple of Halloween-related questions, or at least one or two. All right. What's the first song with a candy in the title to be number one on the Billboard country chart?
Country chart.
What's the first song with candy in the title to be number one on the Billboard
country chart? Burl Ives and the Big Rock Candy Mountain?
You got the right song. That's not the Burl Ives version, but it's the right
song.
Very
good.
It's the Tex Ritter version, but 1939. Very good.
All I can think of is a song called Candy, but that's not a country song.
All right. What's the first song with candy in the title to sell over with a candy, and not the word candy? What's the first song with some kind of candy in the title to sell over 2 million records?
Is this fairly contemporary?
Not that contemporary.
Okay.
No. What was the first song with some kind of candy in the title? Not the word candy, but, you know, a type of candy, to sell over 2 million records.
Lollipop, lollipop, oh, lollipop.
No, not that.
That's good. Very good. Yeah. No. Was there a song with Tootsie Roll in the title?
There might have been.
Oh, Tootsie Goodbye.
Yeah, Tootsie Goodbye. Yeah.
No, because that wasn't named after the Tootsie Roll. Anyway.
That was a joke, I think.
Yes.
And a good one.
So once more, what was the first song with some kind of candy in the title to sell over 2 million records?
Is there any song with Milk Duds in the title? I don't think.
And Business Insider and Zillow came up with this list of the best 5 neighborhoods in San Francisco to trick or treat. So I'll give you each one guess. Okay, what are the best 5 neighborhoods in San Francisco to trick or treat?
St. Francis Wood next to me.
This is based on different things. It's based on the candy amount, the walking area, and
St. Francis
like
Woods.
Not St. Francis Wood.
No. I don't know how they call a neighborhood, but we were talking about, I think, the Haight, they say.
Not specifically the Haight.
There's.
What do you include in that? In the when you say that area.
Well, there's this couple of blocks around Grove Street. That's
no.
Belvedere.
No.
Mm-hmm. St. Francis Woods is mobbed on Halloween.
Well, I'm sure most of the neighborhoods are mobbed.
No, they aren't.
But Belvedere Street is notoriously.
But no, not specific. I can't quite give you that. No. So, what are the best 5 neighborhoods in San Francisco to trick or treat? There's a list of 1 through 5.
That's great. I'll have to get over there.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going on Mid-Market to the .com.
No, they want real candy.
The techies can rich enough to give out full-size candy bars.
And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Elizabeth in Santa Clara. I think Texas is one of the big drinking states.
Texas,
no, it is not. Good guess, but no, that's not right.
Darn. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
How about the song I Can See Clearly Now?
Nope.
Yeah, you had a good one.
Yeah.
Fading rapidly. Okay.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, this is Richard in Oakland.
Hi, Richard.
For the beer-drinking state, is it Alaska?
No, it is not. That's also
not bad.
Yeah.
No. According to this poll.
Okay. Sure. For best neighborhoods, Pacific Heights is one of them?
It is no.
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 Gee. Wow. Okay, I have a question then.
Yes.
According to this person's biographer, who was the first writer to publish a published piece of writing in the first person from a child's point of view.
Oh, I read that somewhere this week.
So once more, give that once more.
Who's the first person to publish a piece of writing in the first person from a child's point of view?
Well,
Jane Eyre?
No.
I mean, Dickens did it with David Copperfield.
Yes, he did, but this person was before that.
Way before that.
I don't know about way before that, but before that.
Before that, okay. Was this person an American?
No.
Okay. From a child's point of view.
This is a famous book, right?
I'm sorry?
It's a famous story? Writer, anyway.
It's a famous writer, I doubt that it's a famous story.
Right. Give us some kind of, can you give it any kind of hint on this?
Northern European.
Northern European. Does that take in English?
It does take in English.
Okay, but not necessarily English.
Not necessarily.
So you mean like a Hans Christian Andersen kind of thing?
Yes, Hans Christian Andersen.
Oh.
He wrote a poem called The Dying Child.
Oh, okay.
From the child's point of view?
From the child's point of view.
How bizarre.
Thank you very much.
Yep. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Your candy songs, it has to be the title actually referring to the candy? Like you can't say Kiss to Build a Dream on?
No, it has to refer directly to candy, yeah. It has to, specific kind of candy has to be in the title. And mean that, too. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, this is Amanda from Hayward.
Hi, Amanda.
And I have a guess about the Greek women's fingernails.
Good. Yeah.
Could it be shells or fish scales?
Interesting.
Say yes.
Not, you mean seashells, right? Seashells, right? Is that
what I'm saying, yeah.
No. Mm-mm.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
That's a very good guess, though.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's a good guess.
That's it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay, the Pentagon, the world's largest office building, has twice as many restrooms as the structure its size needs. Why?
Why? It's so people would not have to walk too far from an essential job to use the bathroom?
No.
Why? I don't know. Why would they have twice as many restrooms?
Very interesting reason.
Anything to do with women working there?
Well, I want an actual answer.
Is it because...
because they had enough for when the whole staff was male,
right.
And then they had to double that for when they started taking women.
Good guess, but no, that's not right.
Makes sense. But...
Yeah.
So are you saying that it was originally, just to clarify, it was originally built with this amount of bathrooms?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wasn't added on or anything.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the generals like to wash their undies in the sink.
Give the question once more.
The Pentagon, the world's largest office building, has twice as many restrooms as a structure its size needs. Why?
I don't know. All right. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And the number to join us with a question or answer is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Sid. How are you?
Good.
So we're coming in the anniversary of the death of Tiny Tim. Do you know what was...
Yet again.
Sad, you know.
I wonder what they're going to do to commemorate it.
I have my costume already.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say Kennedy, but...
Tiny Tim. Okay. What is his real name?
Oh, yeah, Herbert Corey.
Very good, very good. Okay, what is in common between him...
Oh, I thought you meant Dickens' Tiny Tim.
No.
Even more bizarre.
That was good.
He died at the age of 64 in 1996.
Right.
What is in common between him Frank Zappa, another dead artist, was great, and Tom Brokaw. What is in common between the three?
They're all Nebraskans?
No.
No, I think
Brokaw's from North Dakota.
North Dakota. Oh. South Dakota, I think.
Yeah. No, more basic than that.
More basic than birth.
Are they all...
Yes.
Where they died.
Are they Lebanese or anything like, or Egyptian?
Yes. You got the all of Lebanese.
Brokaw is
all Lebanese. Yes.
Brokaw's Lebanese?
Well, I knew Tiny Tim was.
Brokaw, are you sure
Tom
about
Brokaw,
that?
Tom Brokaw was second or third. And I talked to him personally one time and asked him why he never talked about being Middle Eastern origin. And he kind of was very vague about it. His family name would change several times. Brokaw is not the real family name.
Okay.
Second question. One name that is very common in English and in Middle East and everything, if you translate it literally, it means the beloved wife of God. It's very obvious. Take a guess.
Mary.
Exactly. Do you know what the full name is?
No.
Well, in Middle East, it's called Maryam, but the full name is Maryamun.
Right,
but
okay.
Amun means God, so the blessed wife of God.
Mary Margaret McBride.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good job. And Jerry? Or what was his name? It's Leah. No, it's Sherry.
Me.
Okay.
Okay, I have to recuse you, Dana, but what president, American president, beat his opponent by a wider margin than any other in history? I'll let you guess at the end. All right. I know you're champing at the bit, but
well, there are different
keep
possibilities.
Champing.
All right. Once more.
What U.S. president beat his opponent by a wider margin than any other in history?
All
right. LBJ and Goldwater.
No? That's probably right up there, but that's not it. That was a landslide.
So the popular vote, not the electoral vote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Next. Hi. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Try it once more. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Anybody?
Are we there?
Are you there? Try once more.
Hello?
Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Thank God.
No, it's all right.
So in terms of the best places to trick-or-treat,
yes.
Would that be out by Lake and 25th? So
I need a neighborhood name, basically.
I just had it in my head. Sorry, I'm blanking on it.
25th would be, are you thinking of Noe Valley?
No, 25th and Lake. Out in Richmond.
Yeah, that's probably a good area, but I don't think...
What neighborhood is that, Leah?
That's the Richmond.
Just the
25th
Richmond?
25th and Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's near Seacliff.
All right, I'll give it to you.
I think being a lot
I'll
of
give
kids,
it to you because Seacliff is on the list.
Mostly Seacliff's? Older people.
Yeah, Seacliff's on the list.
Oh, Seacliff is.
Yeah.
Seacliff.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's a joke.
Hi, you're on.
Okay. I'm calling about the Pentagon.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was because they had to have restrooms for blacks and whites.
That's correct. But the signs were it was built in 41, 42.
Right.
Signs were never put on because FDR, wouldn't allow it. So they did build them originally in the plans to have segregated restrooms.
Yeah, interesting. Okay. Good job.
Yeah. I think that was fascinating.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And if you'd like to join us here on Minds Over Matter, the number is area code 415-841-4134. We have a couple of lines open. Area code 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. On with the nails question. Evan,
another
more.
Another nails question.
Here we go.
Give this us a person break. Started... did a revolutionary thing. She is the first one to have, she gets credit in 1965 for asking for square nails. Every lady listening knows that that's a different kind of manicure, a square manicure. Who would it have been? Who's to get the credit for that innovation?
Is this a fashion person, basically?
Has to be, yeah.
1965?
More or less. Other notable points of fame, too.
Mary Quant.
No.
good
yeah,
guess.
I don't know.
Good guess.
60s.
Some swinging design. Yeah.
1965.
Not Barbara Feldon.
Kind of a fashion person. All right. Well, would you repeat that question, Leah?
Okay. Which is the trendsetter who in 1965 asked her manicurist for something different and was the first person to have square cut nails, fingernails?
Okay.
I didn't know there was anybody that ever had square fingernails.
And let's go to a call.
Didn't catch on, did it?
Yes.
It did?
Mm-hmm. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, I had a guess about the Greek ladies.
Yeah.
Is it pistachio shells?
Yes.
Good. Pistachio nuts?
Pistachio shells, yes.
Awesome. Cool.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay.
Pistachio shells. Seems weird. And
I'm surprised you never tried that because I know you love pistachios.
Next call.
Restraining myself.
Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, is this me?
It is you.
Well, I just got kind of buzzkilled because that was my answer. For
oh. There you go. There's your bill.
Okay, it was either a pistachio or almond shells. Mm-hmm. But I have a question for you guys in pertaining to the Greek. This is Whitney in Bernal Heights, by the way.
Hi.
And what are the Greeks? What would the Greeks mean when they called something the angel's portion?
Angel's portion.
Is that the last bite on the plate?
No. Not even close.
Not even close.
Well, that's as close as I'm going to get, I'll tell you.
The angel's portion.
Or the portion of the angels, or the angel's portion, yes.
So we're talking about food now, right?
We are talking about, yes, food and or beverages or something like this, yes.
Okay.
It also, maybe another clue, partakes of the Cognac region of France. Armagnac, blah, blah, blah.
Oh. I was going to suggest it was some sort of like steam rising off food or aroma or something like that.
You're close.
Oh. Yeah.
Very good, Dan.
Huh. Is it the scent that when they open like open a keg of something or other, what comes out of it?
You're getting closer.
Bubbles.
No bubbles.
No, I think that's about as close as I can get.
All right. Well, let's see if someone else can figure it out.
All right.
Thanks. And Leah, nice to see you back on the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, let's see here. Okay, I have some state flags. What I'm going to do, because Jerry loves those flag questions, it basically is I'm going to give you five animals, and they're on state flags, and I just want you to tell me what the state is, okay? So, again, I'm looking for what state flags have these animals on them.
Okay.
Number one, moose, and that's two. That's two different flags, okay? So number one, moose. Number two, pelican. Number three, black stallion. Number four, bison. And number five, badger. Again, these animals are on state flags, U.S. state flags. Number one is moose, and there are two state flags with a moose on it. Number two, pelican. Number three, black stallion. Number four, bison. Number five, badger. I'll give you each one guess.
I'll say bison is Oklahoma.
No, it is not Oklahoma. Leah?
One guess only. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'll say Maine for moose.
You're right. That's one of the states. Yes. There's another state that has a moose on it. Another state flag.
That's kind of the obvious one, I guess. Maybe it isn't.
Oh, yeah.
Not really.
No. I mean, the one you didn't get.
Oh.
The obvious one.
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. So, again, these are a state. I'm looking for these states that have these animals on their flags. Number one, moose. Number two, pelican. Number three, black stallion. Number four, bison. Number five, badger. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I had a couple of guesses on the best neighborhoods to trick or treat.
Okay.
Noe Valley?
Noe Valley. That's number one, actually.
Really?
Yes.
The Mission?
No.
Marina?
No.
And Cow Hollow?
Yes. Cow Hollow is number three.
Okay.
Very good. Is that it?
I also had a couple of guesses on the state flags.
Okay, go ahead.
Pelican in Louisiana.
That's correct.
Badger, Wisconsin.
That is correct.
Bison, Wyoming.
That is correct.
Oh, wow.
You're killing me.
Dalian.
That's a hard one, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Montana.
No. You did very well.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Pelican, it's also known as the Pelican State, Louisiana. Bison is Wyoming. Badger, Wisconsin, it's known as the Badger State. So we're still looking for Moose and Black Stallion. And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. Who are these people that were in the news recently? I'll probably get their names wrong, so forgive me, but I'll spell them necessarily. The first one is Hiroshi Yamauchi, spelled Y-A-M-A-U-C-H-I, or Yamauchi. And the other one is Nina Davuluri, D-A-V-U-L-U-R-I, Nina Davuluri.
And this is a very recent thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. And I read the obits in the Times every day, so
I'm
sure that's where I should know at least one of these. Yamauchi is that somebody who's decided not to do? He's an animator that decided to retire.
No, I should say that's one is dead, one is alive. That is the dead one.
That is the dead one.
And Nina is alive.
Okay. The name of the last one once more.
Nina Davuluri.
Davuluri.
D-A-V-U-L-U-R-I.
It's not the founder of... I know the founder of either Sony or Toyota, but the Toyota would be Toyota, so...
Yeah, no, he died.
Yeah, he died
very
recently,
Toyota
too.
Yeah.
So now I don't know. Okay. All right. Leah, you want to guess on this?
No. I have no idea.
All right.
I would think you would get one for sure.
I don't either, but it didn't stop me, I guess. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Leah, you're really nailing us tonight.
I am?
Is that good or bad?
Well, I don't know, you guys. I have this phrase that keeps going through my head. Is Winger a singer?
Oh, because of the rap?
That to me.
All right.
How about for beer states, Alabama or Louisiana?
No. No. Likely, but not, right?
Well, speaking of spirits, when either wine or distilled spirits or beer are stored in wooden casks for any length of time, they are the barrels are filled to the top and then corked. When they are opened again after aging, there is a bit missing through evaporation.
And that's the angel share.
Exactly.
Ah, okay.
I was kind of on the right track, sort of.
You were.
Well.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure, sure. And I have a question.
Yes.
San Francisco has had its share of real estate development fiascos. Can you tell me which one was brought on by a man named John Middleton?
Fiasco. How long? You mean an actual building or more than that?
It was a that wasn't building, no.
It's something else.
How long ago were we talking about?
We're talking 19th century.
Oh, wow.
19th century. Okay. It's not the building of the old City Hall, the one that fell apart in the earthquake. The one they just finished. And, okay, so 19th century.
It wasn't building anything.
Oh.
It was taking it away.
Was taking it away. Did he sell something that wasn't there?
No.
Was he? Did he have to do with the raising? But this happened in the, later in the 20th century, but maybe you say 19th century because what he destroyed was built in the 19th century. Did he have to do with the raising of the whole Japantown?
No. No.
Area?
I will give you the year. It's 1868.
No.
1868.
Oh. Oh.
So phrase that again. In other words, you said he didn't build anything.
No. But he was trying to develop an area of the city.
Okay.
Rincon Hill.
Yes.
Yes. I was reading about... would this have been in a book? I was just reading about Peter Sather, the guy who...
It may very well have.
Yeah, it had to do with...
He lived on Rincon Hill.
Yeah. Is this when they sliced through the hill, like they took that big chunk out of the middle?
Second street cut.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
All right.
He was responsible for that. It destroyed the neighborhood. And luckily, Andrew Halliday came along and invented the cable car, so everyone got to move up to Nob Hill.
That used to be the fanciest neighborhood in San Francisco.
It was, yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Good night.
Night. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a guess for the president.
Yes.
George Washington, the first president, the first election.
Jerry?
Who beat his opponent by a wider margin than any other? No, it's not George Washington.
Okay, and then for...
he didn't have an opponent, did he?
Yes, his, in those days, his opponent, the person that got the next most votes became the vice president. Which would be John Adams.
Oh, okay.
But probably the population was so small that, people voted.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead, caller, please.
Sure. I guess about the most beer?
Yes.
Nevada?
Nevada, Jerry?
No, it is not. Okay. Also a good guess, yeah.
Bye. Sorry. Thank you, though. And we're a little past halfway through the show, so let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry, what do you have?
Okay, what two states drink the most beer per capita, 46 gallons a year? And what U.S. president beat his opponent by a wider margin than any other in history? It was by 4-1. And who are these people in the news recently? Hiroshi Yamauchi, Yamauchi, and Nina Davalluri.
And Leah.
Who was it that invented the square nail trend in 1965? It was the first person to have her nails square. I think that's it for me.
Let's see. What do we have here? I have a list of the best five neighborhoods in San Francisco to trick or treat. So far, we have Noe Valley, Seacliff, and Cal Hollow. What are the other two? So the best five neighborhoods in San Francisco to trick or treat. And what was the first song with some kind of candy in the title? Not the word candy, but a type of candy in the title to sell over 2 million records. What was the first song with some kind of candy in the title to sell over 2 million records?
The Big Rock Candy Mountain?
No, that was the other. That was the other. That was the first.
Oh, that was
song,
the first. Right,
you already
right.
guessed that.
Candy
yeah,
in
yeah.
the title to yeah. be number one on the Billboard Country yeah. Chart. No, this is a pop song. So, the first song with some kind of candy in the title to sell over 2 million.
But this is a brand name candy, right?
Yeah, kind of a brand name. I mean, it's not a brand name like.
It's not generic like taffy or.
It's pretty generic. Yeah, it's pretty generic.
Pretty generic.
Yeah. And let me just see. Oh, yeah, state flags. I gave you a list of animals who are on state flags. The ones that we have left are moose and a black stallion. What state flags are those on? Moose, there are two state flags with moose on it. And Leah got one, which is Maine. There's still one out there. And black stallion, what state is that?
Is the other one Minnesota?
It's not Minnesota. But I mean,
or Michigan?
It is Michigan.
Right. They have moose up there
right,
in the
yes.
north.
Moose. And okay, so we're down to black stallion now. And that's it. All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, this is Addie. Is this Jerry?
It is Dana.
Yeah. Oh, Addie, hi, how are you?
Jerry's
hi,
there.
Hi, how are you?
Former student of mine.
Right.
I remember.
Oh, good. Okay, I know the one, I think I do, the one with the square nails, Cher.
That's right.
Oh,
very good.
You.
Okay, that's it. Yeah.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
And, Jerry, is it your turn? I think it is.
I'll take it. Okay, Okay. Where on earth are you if you're at 0 degrees latitude and 0 degrees longitude? Not my kind of question, but I thought I would try to...
0 degrees latitude, 0 degrees longitude.
If you get in the general vicinity, I'll give you...
Are you in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean?
Let me see. What does it say here?
West of
yes.
Africa.
Yes.
All right. Kevin came up with that answer, by the way.
Oh, he did?
Whispered
okay.
it in my ear.
All right.
Thankfully. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay.
There's your bell.
Well, it's not quite... okay. That's close enough, I guess.
You already gave him credit. He can't take it away now.
Oh, I said... Well, I said... I thought that was just a kind of a general...
Yeah. Okay. No. All right.
Okay. The question is... it's where the equator intersects with the prime meridian
all right. mm-hmm.
in the Atlantic, in the Gulf of Guinea, which I'm sure you know all about, mm-hmm. off the coast of Africa, about 380 miles south of Ghana.
All right.
380 miles south?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks,
And Leah.
What syndrome, a syndrome you've all heard of, was named after a doctor shot in the head by his patient?
So, once more.
What syndrome was named after a doctor shot in the head by his patient?
So it was named after the doctor's name?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not after the person that shot him in the head.
Schadenfreude.
syndrome. Is this something we would recognize mm-hmm. quite easily? Okay.
It's called something syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Hmm. All right. And does it arise from the action of being attacked by one of your patients?
No, not necessarily. No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, wanted to give a guess on the presidential question.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Was it Reagan Mondale?
No, it was not.
No?
Further back than that.
Okay. How about the, can I give a guess at the beer state?
Sure.
I'm guessing Mississippi?
No.
What about, okay, since there's two, what about West Virginia?
No.
Ah, all right.
All right, good guesses.
Can I pose a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wyoming has two nicknames. What are those two nicknames? Like, California is the Golden State.
Right.
You know, so it actually has two.
Wyoming.
It's not the Bison State, is it?
It is not.
The Cowboy State.
That is one.
Very good.
The other is a little tougher, but has to...
Oh, it's the Equality State.
There you go.
Yes, good because job. That's where the first state that women were able to vote. Yes.
That's right.
I do remember that.
Good. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Leah, is it Tourette's Syndrome?
Yes, it
oh,
is.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes.
So how did the shooting arise? Do you know that?
No. Nope.
You don't know? Okay.
Okay. Butterfly, mushroom, and spinsters are the three types of what food?
Game again?
Butterfly, mushroom, and spinsters are the three types of what food?
Shrimp.
No. You butterfly lots of things.
Well,
I know you're thinking of that.
I'm not a cook, so I thought I was coming up with something great.
Butterfly, mushroom, and spinsters are the three types of what food?
Spinsters, that's a weird one.
Yes.
Leah?
I have no idea.
All right. It's a very common food. Something you would find in a lot of houses.
Something you see every day.
Well,
something you find around the house.
Yes, you probably would. Yes.
Is it smaller than a bread box?
It is smaller than a bread box.
I hope.
So butterfly, mushroom, and spinsters are the three types of what food? Very common food. Hmm. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi, you're on.
This is Phil from Berkeley.
Hi, Phil.
And I believe the state flag with the black stallion on it is Pennsylvania.
It is Pennsylvania. Very good.
Why is that, I wonder? I don't think of that as a...
It's also my guess for the beer-drinking state.
No, not Pennsylvania.
How about Ohio?
No.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nobody stumbled on it yet.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
This is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Hi. Were there other states? Did I miss something you asked about Oregon?
Are you talking about the state flag?
Yes.
The only one left is moose. Oh, no, that's Leah got that last one, too. So, no, there's nothing left there.
You said there were two with moose, didn't you?
Yeah, but Leah got both of them. She got Michigan and Maine.
Oh, Michigan, not Alaska.
No, not Alaska.
So what about Pacific Heights or Trick-or-Treat neighborhood?
Not Pacific Heights, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
How many left are there?
Two. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi there, is that me?
It is you.
For the candy song, would it be Incense and Peppermints?
That's a good guess, but no, it's a little earlier than that.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So it's generic like peppermint and not like Butterfinger.
Yeah, it's a generic candy. So,
okay.
It may have been a brand name at one point. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
It's your turn, Jerry.
Again. All right.
Think this through ahead of time, will you please?
Well, I do, but I just wanted to, because it's toward the end, I can't ask a complicated question.
All right.
Well, here's one. In a new Gallup poll, how much money per year do those surveyed believe it takes a family of four to, quote, just get by?
I suppose it depends where you live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it takes a lot more money to get by in San Francisco.
This is kind of an average, I guess, maybe.
All right, family of four. So I'm assuming that's two parents and two kids, right? One parent and three kids.
Yeah, let's assume.
Or
that.
Four kids who let's have assume, had no parents.
No, let's assume that. Yeah.
All right, fine. Yeah. All right.
Two couples living together.
And just get by.
And own a home? I mean, there's so many variables.
There are variables. I guess this is just to pay the bills.
This is income.
Yeah,
about income.
Just to make it,
not how much,
make do, basically.
Yeah, okay. Income.
I'll say 45,000.
No, more, I think.
More?
No. Hmm? No, but close.
It's not more. It is more.
But it's close.
60?
Very good. 58,000.
In San Francisco, it's
yeah, dude,
twice
never
that.
Make it.
Well, this is a national average, I think.
Right.
Did you? In fact, there were some figures about that, I believe, in the paper today. It said
you have to make 100,000
to own a house for a three-bedroom house. I think you have to make $250,000 a year.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I believe.
I think that was the right figure.
That may create more parking spaces. Look on the bright side.
There will never be enough parking. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy.
Hi, you're on. Yeah, go ahead, please.
I'll try some guesses here. On the presidential, was it Ulysses S. Grant?
No, it was not.
Okay. On the trick-or-treat?
Yes.
Presidio Terrace or Presidio Heights?
Presidio Heights,
very good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good.
On the beer-drinking one, is it the state of Utah?
No, it is not.
All right, I'm done.
Well, thank you.
Wouldn't be Utah, I don't think.
No, they don't do much beer drinking.
No, I don't think so.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
St. Francis Woods must be the last trick-or-treat neighborhood.
It is not. Jerry, I think Jerry guessed that, didn't you?
I live right next to it, and the streets are mobbed every year, but...
But no, it's not St. Francis Wood.
And is the Castro?
No, it is not. It's not in the top five, anyway. Let's put it that way.
Okay. And beer drinking state, would that be in Michigan?
Michigan?
No, it is not.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. Leah, do you have something quick you want to throw in?
Yeah. What was collection of prose was never in a book, but is available worldwide in 280 languages?
Gee, that's a good one. What collection of prose is never in a book, but is in...
Was never in a book.
And is... What's the last part?
Available worldwide in 280 languages.
But it was never in a book. You mean it has never, ever, ever been in a book?
Nope.
Hmm. Collection of writing.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
Pretty sure that the president with the largest margin of victory was Lyndon Johnson.
No, it is not.
It really wasn't?
Oh, not according to my source. I mean, I remember that was a big landslide, but...
Yeah, it was... Well, maybe it wasn't 4-1 then. It must have been...
This is 4-1. That's pretty big, but...
It was like 3-1 then or something.
Yeah,
Very, very large.
Good guess, though.
And which is interesting considering that, that the guy he opposed, Goldwater, wrote The Conscience of a Conservative, and that was just a few short decades ago that a conservative was, like, trounced. But
That's true, yeah.
Anyway, I have just vague guesses now that the most beer, how about New Jersey?
No.
Okay. And this is a vague guess then about Halloween neighborhoods in San Francisco, Telegraph Hill.
No, not Telegraph Hill.
All right. Okay, so struck out. How about a question?
All right, go.
I'm thinking of an author who had two and only two novels so far made into film, and they were made into films in the same year, 1997, although one of them was technically wide-released in the U.S. in 98.
American authors?
Yes.
1997.
But you're not saying he only wrote two books. You're just saying only two of his books have been made into films.
Right. He's a famous novelist who had two novels made into films, and it was in the same year.
Tom Clancy?
No.
They're making all those John Grisham things back then.
Yeah. And who's the other lawyer?
Terrell.
Scott Terrell.
That's good. Yeah. It's neither one of those, we assume.
No.
Was the author alive at the time?
Yeah, still alive.
Still alive.
1997.
T.C. Boyle.
No.
Was it a woman?
If you run out of guesses, I'll have a hint for you.
All right, give us the hint. We run out of guesses.
Run out of time.
One of the films, it was James Coburn's only Oscar.
Oh, that's Affliction. Who wrote that? We got the movie.
Mick something. No. Right? No. Patrick McEwan.
No.
You McEwan? Mick?
No.
Mick?
No.
You were on the right track.
Does it have an MC in front of the last name?
No.
Okay. I apologize. Affliction. Read that.
Okay, I'll give you the other film then.
All right,
The Sweet Hereafter.
Oh, so it's that a Canadian author? Oh, that I not Russell. Is it Russell Banks?
It is Russell Banks.
All right.
Russell Banks?
Okay.
Sweet Hereafter is good.
Yeah, it is a very good movie. I wouldn't have gotten it except for all your hints. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right. Bye bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, yeah, hi. Okay, before I forget, how about Lollipop?
How... Oh, it's...
Rita guessed that. Rita.
It's,
Leah guessed that.
It's, no, not... You mean Lollipop, Lollipop, blah, 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 blah. That song? No.
Oh, I was... Okay. All right, then I give up on that one. How about Eisenhower?
No.
And the third one, how about Colorado?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Thank you, though.
Sorry, sorry.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You want to guess, Dana, since we're at the end of the show about the president?
I know Monroe had no... opponent in his, or almost, I think, no, basically no opponent in his reelection, 1920.
Not according to my source.
Okay, well, it could be FDR and Landon?
No.
Is it 19th century?
I think so. I'm not sure.
Lincoln's in the 19th century.
No. No. No, I think it. No, I think it's 20th century.
You think it's 20th century?
Yeah, 20th century for sure. Sorry, blanking out. I thought you would knock this out of the park.
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things to think through here. Oh, Nixon, McGovern?
No.
Okay. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Nick Knobhill.
Hi.
And Food of the Angels, or what, the portion of...
Oh, right. The Angels portion. I think we answered that, but go ahead and tell us what you think it was.
A distillery?
Yeah, you were on the right track, definitely. It was sort of what evaporated when they opened the keg.
Okay. Trick or Treat Neighborhood, Bart Merced.
Trick or Treating is Park Merced?
Yes.
No.
Okay, the spinster and mushroom food, and I forget the third one.
The butterfly. Butterfly, mushroom, and spinster.
Popcorn.
You're absolutely right.
Oh, yes.
Popcorn.
Yes, yes.
Very good.
That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. Glad you got that.
What's a spinster?
Spinster is what's left over
the
when
kernels,
the other ones pop.
The kernels in the
yes.
bottom of the bag.
It's the ones that don't pop.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Okay, the two states that drink the most beer per capita, 46 gallons a year, North Dakota and New Hampshire. And the U.S. president that beat his opponent by a wider margin than the other was Harding over Cox by 4-1.
Oh.
And these two people in the news recently... Hiroshi Yamauchi was the guy, he died, and he was the guy who created Nintendo. And Nina Davuluri, I'm surprised nobody got, was the first Indian-American Miss America.
Oh, okay.
Never a collection of prose, never in a book, but available in 280 languages is Wikipedia.
The best five neighborhoods in San Francisco for trick-or-treating. Noe Valley, Seacliff, Cow Hollow, Presidio Heights, and the one nobody got was Glen Park.
Oh, okay.
The first song with a candy in the title to sell over 2 million records was On the Good Ship Lollipop. On the Good Ship Lollipop.
Got lollipop anyway.
And, you were dancing around it a little bit. And that's it. Okay, if we did not get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. We do hope you enjoyed the show. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik. Our thanks to Kevin Vance for handling the board and phones. My name's Dana Rodriguez. Have a great week, everybody. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might.